This community update was brought to you by YouRadio. As Federal Election Day approaches on April 28th, candidates across the country are sharing their visions for Canada's future. In Manitoba, residents will vote in the 14 electoral districts for their next members of parliament. U Multicultural contacted all parties running in Winnipeg in this year's election. Gary Gervais is running in the Green Party in Winnipeg Central. I'm your host, Ryan Funk. And this was my conversation with him.
For this upcoming election, you know, there's been a lot of conversations currently around the situation going with the Green Party not being invited to the debate. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
So the Green Party met the requirements of the Elections Debate Commission to be included in the leaders' debate. And we're told after the nominations closed on April 7th that indeed they were going to be participating in the debate, had met the conditions. And then at the last minute yesterday, before the French leaders' debate, we're informed that in fact the Elections Commission didn't think they met the requirements and rescinded the invitation. Really unfortunate because we lost that national stage to get the green ideas out. And, it's just, whether or not what was really going on behind is still unclear, because we clearly met the requirements of putting forth candidates in just about every riding across Canada. We're running candidates in every province and every territory, and we're not on the election stage. And we do have MPs in Ottawa, the Bloc Québécois. Not saying they shouldn't be there, but not everyone in Canada can vote for the Bloc Québécois. Yet they're still on the national stage. So it's really unfortunate.
When we're looking at the Green Party, a lot of people hear, green, that must be tied to environmentalism. And that's an important conversation that is going along, I think, for many households about climate change and carbon neutrality. So when we're looking at the Green Party's platform, what are those conversations surrounding, environmentalism, conservation, as well as building the Canadian economy while reaching that net zero?
Yeah, so you're right. The environment is the core for the Green Party, even though we have a robust platform in all areas. But I think the premise of your question is part of the problem is that environment and economy have been set up as an either or proposition, and it can be both. But more importantly, the problem is the way we do the economy. It's largely reduced to a GDP number. And GDP doesn't factor in whether something's good or bad for us on social levels. So a place that's gonna have amazing GDP growth next year is California, because they had wildfires. There's gonna be lots of growth in California. That's not good growth. But on GDP numbers, that's gonna look good. The Greens are pushing the concept that we need to do economics differently. And that's using regenerative economic model, or some theories call it a donut economic, where you have limits on certain kinds of growth, and you factor in the fact that some growth is bad, right? Like burning fossil fuels is good for GDP because we sell more oil, but it pollutes and destroys our climate. So we need a more nuanced approach to economics is really the key to all of this. It's not an either or, it's we have to do economics differently.
When it comes to environmentalism, part of that conversation also ties into Indigenous rights and reconciliation. For the Green Party, what are those conversations and platforms in terms of involving Indigenous nations into the conversations about environmentalism, but as well as development and conservation?
Yeah, and I think the key, and the Greens have been talking about this for decades. When I ran in 2006, this was a key component of their platform, was that we need to follow, it's not involving Indigenous, it's actually following them, because they have concepts like seven generations. They're considering what's going to happen seven generations from now. And it's really taking us away from our current, quarterly profits, and what's happening this quarter compared to next quarter. And it's actually a long-term approach, and I think we have a lot to learn. So it's not just about involving them, it's actually about following their lead.
And then another part of that is housing, whether that is in First Nations communities, But here in Winnipeg, people can see those who are struggling. So when we're looking at the housing crisis of, you know, getting people off the street and for people to afford housing, how do you address the growing demand for housing as well as the rising rates of, you know, rent?
Yeah, so Greens have a couple of positions in their platform that address that. One is specifically on affordable housing and developing more public housing. And most importantly with that is getting the commitment that public housing stays public. I can give a real specific example. My mother used to manage a seniors apartment building. It wasn't assisted living or anything. It was just an apartment building for seniors, but it was nonprofit housing. And so the rents were quite low. But when the mortgage expired on that property, then it became possible for the requirements of nonprofit housing kind of disappeared, and it could be sold to a multinational that was just looking for an 8% return on their investment. And that's a key concrete example I've seen in my life where that was great nonprofit housing that kept rents low for seniors, and it just disappeared because if we had the proper policy in place, that wouldn't have happened. So examples like this, the Green Party also wants to invest in public housing the most since we've done since the 1970s. And the other piece to it is to bring in a guaranteed livable income where you know, everyone is entitled to a certain amount of income, you know, and once you sort of level that playing field, then people can afford housing, people can get into housing. So not exactly a housing policy, but really ties into, you know, affordable housing.
And then, you know, that also ties into cost of living and inflation. So what are some strategies for, you know, finding solutions to this challenge?
This kind of goes back to the regenerative economics idea, where the key problem with the environment is that our models are set up on continuous growth forever. We can't grow the economy forever on a finite planet, right? Some people may argue against that, but the reality is the more people consume, the more resources we use, the worse the environment is. It seems like natural physics. And in that model, there will always be continuous inflation. So it'll always challenge the people at the bottom end. Until we change that model, and you know, that's not an easy task because the whole world's following that. But when you get, you know, we can do as much as we can in Canada, but as long as the world keeps following this model of continuous growth, there really is no hope for the planet. When you look at a country, and I'm not picking on India, but they recently came out with a pronouncement that they want to increase their GDP from $3 trillion to $30 trillion, or $3.5 trillion to $30 trillion by the year 2050. So that's nearly 10 times as much GDP. What does that mean? 10 times as much consumption. Canada's GDP is only 2.1 trillion. It'll dwarf anything we're doing in Canada if other countries aren't, you know, doing anything about the environment. Again, I'm not picking on India, just using one example where the growth model is so baked in that we really don't have hope unless we change the entire model.
If elected, Gervais hopes to elevate Manitoba's strengths, particularly in Indigenous reconciliation and renewable energy, to the national conversation. Canadians will vote in the 45th general election on Monday, April 28th, 2025. According to estimates, 7.3 million electors voted at advanced polls. U Multicultural contacted all parties running in Winnipeg. As of this recording, the only other candidate to respond was Cam Scott, running for the Communist Party of Canada in Winnipeg South Centre. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.